Thanksgiving is the biggest day of the year for turkeys, with some 46 million birds consumed on this day. Nearly 90% of Americans saying they eat turkey on Thanksgiving, according to the National Turkey Federation. North Carolina is number one or two in turkey production each year, and Scott Prestige of Prestige Farms in Clinton, North Carolina, says 2014 has been a good year for them.
We're pretty happy these days in the turkey business. Turkey prices are the highest we've seen in, I think, ever. We're particularly happy with the softening of the corn market, and feed prices are coming down for us. They were awfully high, as you know, a year ago, and they've fallen, I'd say, close to half of where they were. That's obviously a good thing for us. Our sales from our operation have been strong. We've seen good, strong prices on whole birds.
But while prices for producers have been higher this year, retail prices were actually down about a penny per pound in the American Farm Bureau annual Thanksgiving dinner price survey this year, according to economist John Anderson.
Turkey production has been down some this year, so you might think that would contribute to a higher retail price, but that's really not what we've seen. If you look the last couple of months of information from USDA on turkey prices, their retail prices have been lower. Wholesale turkey prices have been a little higher, so what we may be seeing is retailers deciding to take a little lower margin to get people in the store.
Anderson says overall, the price of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 this year came in 37 cents higher than last year at $49.41.
The cost of our Thanksgiving meal works out to less than $5 per serving. That's incredibly affordable. To be able to provide a special holiday meal for your family, really for less than the cost of a fast food meal, is remarkable, and it's something that we shouldn't take for granted.
Thanksgiving is a good time to be thankful for the farmers and ranchers who produce the food on our tables in America. And the Thankful for Ag initiative by Bear Crop Science reminds people of that, while at the same time giving them a way to help those less fortunate.
Thankful for Ag program gives us a chance to help those in need at a time when they need it the most, but it also allows us to connect people with the growers that are providing food for their tables in a way that they can learn something interesting and shows our appreciation for those that work so hard to make that happen.
Jeff Donald with Bear Crop Science says a Thankful for Ag effort is social media driven.
So we encourage everybody to go to Thankful for Ag, and that's thankful, the number 4ag.com. And what they'll see there is an opportunity. There'll be an empty plate, and they can create a digital plate with their favorite holiday food so they can pick turkey, and they'll learn interesting facts about turkey, such as the turkey industry employs 25,000 people throughout the United States. They can pick a couple sides and dessert. And when they do that, when they create that plate, for every plate that is created and for every share on social media, we will donate $1 to Feeding America, which supports food banks all around the country.
The Thankful for Ag program runs through December 19th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.